Hello, listeners of Role Playing and Role Playing. This is Michael, coming to bring you a message. We would love for you to be a part of our Discord community. By visiting our website, roleplayingandroleplaying.com, you can find an invite to the Discord server. Thank you for being a part of this journey.
Tabletop Titties is a weekly tabletop role-playing podcast run entirely by people of marginalized genders.
Queer, feminist, hilarious, and most importantly, fun!
Our entire first season is already out now on all podcast platforms.
And features guests like B. Dave Walters, Josephine McAdam, and Nora Ibrahim.
Join us on our D&D 5e adventure run by dungeon goddess Charlene Bear, where we played an entirely homebrewed battle royale campaign, the Wildwell Trials.
Season 2 follows the same characters you know and love as they play Hit Point Press's hilarious horror carnival extravaganza, Hecna.
And don't worry, we don't just do D&D.
We also have a World of Darkness Chronicle, Titties by Night, a Vampire the Masquerade V5 campaign.
Story told by Kelly Wright, this show follows a vampire coterie of supernatural investigators in Victorian London.
All our shows have professional actors, intricate editing, and storylines that keep you coming back for more.
Catch us live on twitch.tv/tabletoptitties
or as an edited podcast wherever podcasts are found.
For more information, visit our website at tabletoptitties.com. And whenever we say tabletop titties, that's with double D's if you know what we mean.
Augur, you are falling. The ground is racing up to meet you at speeds that you know will probably turn you into bits and pieces on contact. For a moment, you simply accept the fact that this is probably how it ends. You see that Ulfda has died, her twisted and broken body lying on the ground. Your task is complete. But you are more than just your pursuit of vengeance. You are more than just Augur Silvergrass, ex-general of the Windblade Clan, and the Hand of the King. You are Augur Silvergrass, owner of the Silvergrass Cafe, and protector of his friends. You are a bucket filler, a label to which you feel more connected than to the four ancient clans. Suddenly, you do fear death, and in this fear, you feel something cool and refreshing reach out to you from beyond. How do you respond?
So as I'm falling, I feel this refreshing pull from the beyond, is what you said?
Yes, like a cool wind.
I will take a deep breath and accept it.
You feel time slow to a crawl. You're falling inches per hour. And suddenly, you're on top of a plateau. You know this place immediately. It's the burial ground for the Windblade Jarls. You see their ghostly forms apparate before you. Hundreds of them surround you like the wind. You recognize one immediately. Gimlar, your old king. The light has returned to his eyes in death, and he looks at you with a stoic gaze that seems to be mixed with shame and guilt.
Augur Silvergrass, I did not expect to see you again while I was sound of mind.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to see. I didn't expect to see you either. At any point since you're dead.
I am. Yes, I'm quite dead and a little far gone at the end, I believe.
Am I dead? Am I stuck with Windblade Kings for eternity now?
No, you are. Well, you're in the Windblade itself, Augur.
Say what?
You.
So magical bullshit.
Yeah, well, essentially. Yes, you, you are very closely, tied to this family, yes?
One might say.
I believe that the Windblade reached out to you. What is happening right now? What is it that you are doing currently?
Well, my presumption was that I was in the process of falling to my death after I kind of body slammed the rebellious queen of the Firehammer. And who was turned out to be a vampire. I know, right? Super weird.
No, wait, go back. Why is Ulf the Firehammer queen? She was simply a Jarl. Jimlar is king, is he not?
No, he didn't last particularly long in terms of reigning. The Firehammers led the rebellion. And we were ousted. And your clan is dead.
Where did they bury him?
To be perfectly honest, I have no idea.
You have never... Gimlar was kind of the epitome of the Stoic king. He was very much a man who was composed, until the end of his life. But you watch this man just break down and start sobbing.
I do want, for the sake of the listeners, to know that there is absolutely no pity in Ogar's eyes.
You look down on this apparition of somebody who forced you to do so many horrible things in his name. And he looks up at you with these eyes that are just brimming with tears. And he says, I remember everything that I made you do. I'm sorry, Augur.
I'm not the one you should be apologizing to. Granted, you manipulated me, gaslighted me, and put me in a lot of very bad situations, but I was ultimately a instrument for your wrath, and there are others who have been harmed far more by myself under your command. So I am not the one you should be apologizing to. There is a long line of people, and I am at the very back of it.
What? You think I could honestly apologize to anyone? You're the first face we've seen here ever that wasn't a descendant of the Windblade clan.
Cool. So the sword happens to like me. Good for the sword. Apparently magical swords like me. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, are you missing an arm?
Yeah. Remember how I just talked about pushing off the Firehammer off of the Citadel? Because a while ago, when the whole revolution happened and your son was killed, she cut off my arm and banished me.
Oh.
There's your quick history lesson for the day.
Alright. I think that this burial ground was never meant to be a place for peace. I believe that it is a prison for those who thought they could be fit to wield power like I did. And it really puts a lot of things into perspective.
It isn't just the sword, it's the whole country.
How so?
It's... all of Acrustia was founded upon violence. Envious violence of fighting for more power that other people have and trying to take whatever you can. Anything for more power and more land. It is a murderous waste of time and lives. I only came back so that I could clear out my past. I knew that if Ulf the Firehammer stayed here, then that would be on my consciousness that I let another give really bad stink eye dictate a rule over this land and harm its people. And I figured I might as well clear the slate. But I'm done now. I'm done with this country. And I'm done with your fucking family.
I know. You have every right to be. We were never meant to have such power. And with all of this time just spent here, not able to leave, it makes you think, did I do the right thing? And I didn't. I did horrible things, and I can't atone for any of them now, and... But you... You can, Augur. You did. Correct? If you killed Ulfda, yes, then...
There is nothing that I can do that will ever atone for my sins. Murder is never going to absolve murder in the past. Like, you know that, right? Sure, I killed Ulfda because that was my loose end. That she was the only thing holding me back from pursuing the future. It wasn't about atoning as much as it was about just freeing myself and helping people in the process. I can't atone for anything.
So it was vengeance, then?
In a way. Partially vengeance, partially to just... Again, I don't want another dictator on that throne. And I know it's going to keep happening, but at least I don't want one that's tied to me. I don't want the reason why people are suffering to be my fault anymore.
It was never your fault.
You can say that, but I am never, I don't think I will ever atone for what I've done, regardless of the lack of choices I have been given.
Perhaps. Perhaps not. You, Augur, are more fit to stand on the burial ground of kings than any of us are.
Okay. But I don't want to.
No. Why rise through the ranks, then?
Because it was what was expected. It was what society told me to do. And then once I was already wrapped up in the game, it was what whoever was above me told me to do. For the longest time, I have only ever done what has been suggested to me or what other people have told me that I should do. But as I have said, I am done. I have people that I love, that I would much rather fight for than the people I have fought for in the past. I'm just trying to act for myself. I've had a change of heart, I guess, is the answer to your question.
I have no place to make this, but I do have one request. if my clan is truly gone, and the Windblade has no place, would you... I don't know. Would you accept it for the time being, or destroy it?
For the time being, because I have things to do.
So be it. I, as the final king of Windblade House, buried in our sanctified burial ground, transfer our birthright to you, Augur Silvergrass. You need not carry our tainted name any farther. House Silvergrass is now one of the four clans. I am sorry.
You should be.
You see his sad eyes avoid contact with you as you begin to fall again, your back falling down the side of the citadel. But now you're holding the Windblade, and you watch as the blue and white motifs of the blade begin to change into a chrome and shiny exterior with small grass-like blades growing from the crossguard. The winds call to you as they would to a grass atop a hill, asking what your next command may be.
Don't let me fucking die as I fall.
You land with tremendous force, but a split second before you hit the ground, you slow and you touch unharmed. A massive cloud of dust flings itself into being from the shockwave you create from your landing, and you realize that you can see Blightflame lying on the ground, mere feet away.
I will grab both swords. As I kind of rock my position myself up, I will give the classic old man groan. Grab both swords, dust myself off, and look around.
Yeah, you see that this cloud of dust has really disoriented people, and Blightfang says,
"Oh, we really need to get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. One second, I think I broke my leg.
That's not good.
Wait, no, it's just a sprain. All right, I can wobble, and I wobble away. Wobble, wobble.
Where are you wobbling to?
So we're at the bottom, we're at the base of the citadel. I am... Okay, so I know the church betrayed me. So... I guess I'm going to waddle just to a position away from where I was, but to a position where I can kind of survey the city a little bit that isn't too far away. Just be like, hey, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, you look and you see that honey lamp banners are beginning to pop up all over the city.
And... Oh god, that color scheme is so tacky.
And you see... Just
it doesn't mesh with the city at all.
The purple.
What were they thinking?
What is this aesthetic nightmare? You just see groups of clerics and paladins chasing after both Firehammer guards and citizens in kind of this indiscriminate way. And you can see that you can see from your vantage the Earth Chain House, which is in complete, it's rubble. It's in complete ruins.
That's ironic. The Earth Chain has been, house has been reduced to nothing but earth. Sucks for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're gonna need that anymore, honestly.
Yeah. How are you doing? How'd the fall treat you, Brian?
I have really no real concept of vectors or direction, so
that makes sense. Yeah,
when hitting the ground, I guess when you picked me up, kind of felt like just hitting something hard, you know, like when you swing it like a sword. That's kind of how it was like, I guess. When I hit the ground, I'm like, oh shit, Augur's gonna die.
Nah, I'm good.
All right.
I suppose we should go get allies or something, right? Or I should go back and save my friends. I should probably go back and save my friends.
I mean, what pushed you off the roof?
I'm gonna start walking and talking back towards the Citadel to try and find a way up as we're chatting. And I was like, it was that Tamros guy, the paladin, who, like, we tried to be cool with, but, like, he ended up not being cool at all, you know?
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna make you roll perception for this, because it's pretty obvious. You see just tons of troops swarming the Citadel at the moment. You see people have, found Ulfta's body and are, like, just putting it on, like, sticks and parading it around in this kind of gruesome display of nationalism.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty darn Crustian, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait till they throw fish at her, but I probably won't have time for that.
They throw fish?
Oh yeah, they throw the rot at the end of the, well, they paraded around the city all day, and at the end of the day they took all the fish that rotted in the stalls and just kind of like chuck it at the body. Anyone who manages to stick it on one of the sticks gets like a special prize. It varies depending on the year and the king, but usually it's something from the king's treasury.
Huh. You guys are okay, coming from an evil sort, you guys are fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, geez, guys. What the fuck is going on? Got a funky culture.
Hey, man, like, don't give me shit for where I'm from. Like, where are you even from, hey?
Dude, I don't even know. You guys found me in that cave, and that was dark, and there was a zombie. That's all I got, really. And then there was a king a long time ago. And there was another Hellspark tiefling who picked me up a while ago. I'm not really sure where I was made or who I am. All that I know is I must kill and feast on the souls that I'm given, you know?
That's some cool exposition.
I mean, you asked for it. That's what I got. Did.
Can I... So, the Citadel swarm with guards, so there's probably no good way to get up there. So Ogar is probably going to want to get extra help. So what he is going to do is, I guess, venture down to the, what he's going to do is venture down to the lower parts of the city and see what other allies he can get.
Oh, like around the bar where you guys were at? Or the inn or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, you go. Do you try to like kind of stealth around?
Probably, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you roll a check because it is absolute chaos. There's really no reason for me to make you do that. But yeah, you see just people are just fighting each other. Their blood is being spilled everywhere. You know, a typical revolution in Necrustia. And you get to the lower part of town and you see that the Garrigan is in ruins. You know that this is where you met Tamros, so they probably tried to flush out any sort of resistance. But, and that, this is a big but, a pretty thick but, if you will, you hear a whisper behind you. Psst, hey, over here.
I freeze and turn around slowly, like, oh, me? You want me?
You see the bartender from the Garrigan kind of peeking out of an alley. Over here, come on. Quick.
Okay. I go quick.
Yeah, you see that you kind of step over bodies of various citizens and clerics and paladins and whatnot. And you get into the alleyway and you see that there's kind of like a storm door in the alleyway that leads under a building. And the bartender's like, all right, we have some friends down here.
Oh, like who?
Kegger, you know? Kegger, big guy?
Yeah, big guy, cute person juice, all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes, cute person juice. Drinks all of my supply. We have Kegger, we have some Waterhand guards. We have a bunch of patrons down here. We
don't have any earth chain, oddly enough.
I think they probably did, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, that is not good. Okay, well, that is currently what we have.
Cool, and we're just like, you're just like chilling down here, just like waiting it out?
Well, yes, we are trying to regroup.
Okay, would you guys like to fuck shit up with me?
If we could plan a way to do so, it is currently chaos in streets, but yes.
Okay, so here's the dealio.
Yes.
From what I can tell, Honey Lamps, they're like, ooh, let's get power now, blah, 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 you know. Money is power, and we'll take all the land, you know, that kind of stuff. Yes. And they're being helped by, kind of, by the theocracy of... the theocratic Roswell. Government of Roswell.
Right. Well, I thought they were just mercenaries.
No, they're... Well, they pretended to be, and then they screwed us over, and now they're, I guess, trying to take over, something like that. Yeah, one of them yeeted me off a roof. Wasn't very fun.
Oh, well, buildings are not very tall here. I'm sure you were fine.
Oh no, I was perfectly fine. You know, I'm a hearty dwarf. I can take all manner of falls.
Oh, of course.
All right. Anyway, would you like to accompany me to the Citadel, so that we may break inside and just fuck up what's up with the Roswell people inside?
Right. I would prefer honestly if we give it a little time to die down, because right now. There are citizens fighting each other in the streets regardless. And if you say what you think you say, then I am assuming that Citadel is locked down, no?
There are a lot of guards by it, yes.
I do not want to die, necessarily, yes. I would like to fuck shit up. Yes, that would be excellent. But I am... I cannot fuck shit up if I am very, very dead. See?
Yeah, that does make sense. Only problem is that they have my friends, and so I would like to get back in there and help them as soon as I can. But, you know, that's my personal thing. I don't expect you to, you know, go along with that.
Listen, what is your name again? Is it Augur, right?
Yep.
I believe I am no tactician. You are tactician. I am simply bartender, but I believe we need to plan. You see, we need to understand what we are going up against, because if we can plan, we can utilize things like kegger strength, right? We can utilize the water hand troop formation. We can't do that if we're just running and gunning, you understand?
I am aware. I am very much aware of how much planning would be necessary. So, I'm just in a bit of a rush. So, how about we plan as fast as we physically can? All right, let's go. And I walk past him and go into the room with everyone.
Yeah, you burst into the room. Everybody kind of looks up from just kind of, you know, sitting sadly and drinking some stuff.
Do I know if the hole that... Oh, no, yeah, the hole that Woggles made to get into the Citadel, that would have closed already.
Yes, it would have.
All right. Hello everyone. This is we are in the strange times, you know, people trying to kill each other. It's really weird. It sucks. Only thing I'm going to say is that I think that all of you should accompany me to break into the Citadel and, you know, try and, like, I guess bring more of a natural-ish order. Because currently it is being occupied by Roswellian troops, and, you know, like, why are we going to let Roswellian troops mess around in our capital, right?
The one Waterhand guard you kind of convinced to make that kind of beautiful little soliloquy back when you're talking to Kryn kind of, like, gets really excited, but the rest of the troops are very kind of timid, it seems.
What are you guys scared of?
One very young-looking soldier speaks up and says, well, sir, I would not like to die, personally, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I also would not like to die. But here's the thing about that, though, is that you might end up dying regardless down the road, and you will put the country in a worse position if you do not help me right now, and there will be a... Consider your time helping me as an investment for making the rest of your life better, and the lives of others. More lives shall be spared in the long run. Am I making sense to you?
You see another one say, "Oh, okay. Well, this is a good thing. But what is your plan afterwards?"
That's a fantastic question. From what I can tell, Honeylamp's trying to take over. Roswell's taking over. All the clans are being destroyed. As wild as this might seem, I think we should just end up abolishing the clan system.
You see the room is in stunned silence. And then...
All of them are dead anyway. What difference does it make?
Yeah. The one water hand guard that you kind of convinced is like, Well, really? Kryn died. We watched him get lanced by some beefy paladin-looking fella. So I don't know what we have to lose. What would be in place of this clan system?
At the very least, there should be at least one election part that involves, like, votes tallied of all, you know, Acrustian citizens to determine our next new system. For example, we could vote in a line of rulers, something like that. I don't like that one personally. I feel like we should vote in, like, a different executive persona every few years or so, and they can kind of govern things while we set up kind of like a council or so of people who are very knowledgeable in laws and governing, and have them like assist and like also write laws. You know, we make it more of a job than like an inheritance, you know?
Okay. That doesn't sound too bad. And then one of them says, "Wait a minute, is this democracy?"
It's representative democracy.
Everyone just starts to like look at you, just starts to chuckle a little bit nervously.
And also, like, we could divide up land. Here's the thing about this. Everyone keeps asking me what I'm going to do with this nation when it's done. I do not want to be a part of that process. I really don't. I think we should have people... I know how to kill people. That is my thing. I know how to kill people and make some really good tea. I don't know how to make a system of government. But I'm sure that there are people in this country who do.
The bartender says, actually, I was going to be a lawyer for a long time, but I decided that wasn't fun. So I do.
Cool. Good for you. Yeah, maybe you could do something. I mean, of course, we'd have to, you know, do like a whole nationwide consensus. It wouldn't be that hard, you know, with all this magic about.
Right. It does make voting on things much easier.
Hire some artificers or something. We're dwarves. We're crafty. We can craft some things.
You see one of the bar patrons who kind of has they look pretty scratched up. They have some scavenged weapons from paladins and clerics or whatever, and they say,
"What? This sounds real nice and all, but how are we getting into the to the citadel, like you're saying?"
Well. There are multiple ways to do this. For one, we could disguise ourselves as Honeylamp's troops because they just hire whoever they want, so I doubt there would be too much of I doubt that higher-ups recognize their own troops, so that it would be easier to disguise ourselves as Honey Lamp guards, but also I'm sure they have like some inane systems in to check that sort of thing. So we could attempt that.
I hate to be the one to be bad news bringer, but my brother was a guard for the Honey Lamps for a year, you know, exchange program or whatever, and they had a card. They have like a specific card that says, "Oh, I am Honey Lamp mercenary." Yes. So I do not think this would work unless we could forge those papers.
Yeah, no, I can't do that shit.
You notice that Kegger hasn't said anything, really at all. Kegger seems to be very quiet, like they're thinking about something.
In the middle of the conversation, I was going like, did someone turn him off?
I am merely pondering if I should do something absolutely insane.
Wait, bud, give me a sec. Your bass dial is up way too much. I start looking around for dials to turn his bass down.
What? No, you cannot do this. This is my natural speaking voice.
Do I find any?
Go ahead, roll investigation.
Oh my god, yes! It's gonna be like the dogs in
Oh my god, that would be so...
I have a shit investigation, but... oh shit, 17.
Yeah, you find a dial that says gain and one that says bass.
I turn the bass down.
Oh, thanks.
All right, there we go. That's much better. That's much less ear rapey. What have you been pondering? What's up?
Well, do you remember how you said that I was... Somebody said I was built for love, and I said I am not?
Yeah, you can be built for whatever you want to be. You can be built for love. What's your point?
That is not entirely true. I am built to be a mechanical suit of armor. My original designer built me to be this way, but he knew that I would lose all form of sentience and life if I did so. So, when I gained sentience, I killed him. And, well, I ran away. But I may not have been built for love, but perhaps I can die in a useful way.
I mean, that's... I don't want to impose something like that on you. That's a big decision.
I have been wanting to find someone worthy of such a task, because I think that it is my destiny, whether or not you believe in that sort of thing. It is my purpose to lend aid. I was not made to beat the ever-living pulp out of some scumbag in a boxing ring. I was built to be that shining armor, to provide aid and help, and that is what I shall do, because I do indeed love this country, and if what you say is true, then I am willing to die for it.
Well, shit, man. Are we gonna do this shit?
I honestly need to hype myself up a little bit to die, but yes.
You want some cute person juice?
Yes, please.
Alright. Let's get the keg of cute person juice for Kegger.
I'll go across the street real quick. They probably won't recognize me.
And one of the bar patrons kind of gets up and like waddles over and then comes back a few minutes later with a which is this big barrel.
Alright, Kegger. One last chug.
So be it. And Kegger kind of smashes their fist on top of this barrel, just opens the entire top, and just literally just chugs this thing so fast.
Go Kegger. Yeah.
And this is doing wonders for everyone. Everyone's getting hyped the fuck up now. They're like, yeah, all right, Kegger, yes. And Kegger just downs this whole thing of cute person juice and then says,
I am now ready to die a patriot. And everyone's like, yeah!
Just as I'm really happy I made you change his voice.
You know what? I think that would have been so much cooler in the old voice, but the new voice makes it so much better. Honestly, God. Yeah, no, Kegger says,
all right, I will not be able to hold on to this position for very long, and I will probably die within the span of an hour. This is the amount of time I can give you. Rescue your friends, or depose this leadership. Either way, it's a win. But actually complete. Don't let me die in vain, I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I'll try my best. We're gonna do some cool ass shit together.
Is it correct that you cannot use your hand?
I mean, that I don't have a right hand, if that's what you're referring to. I have a hook that I can use for, you know, the same purposes, and it's not really that much different. I just can't really wrap it around anything, you know, like, and yes, I'm missing a hand, to put it bluntly.
Can you wield two swords if you had both hands?
I suppose.
Let me show you something.
And you see Kegger's entire front, like, part just open up into, like, this kind of like, weird suit of armor-looking thing. It's got all these cogs in it and shit. And you hear Kegger's kind of disembodied voice say,
once I become your armor, you will regain use of your hand for the time being.
I guess it's time to wreck some shit.
Yeah, people are getting hyped. Do you hop into Kegger?
Before I do, I'm like, Kegger, I honor and graciously accept your noble sacrifice for the sake of our country.
Please give me a very cool burial, that is all I ask, or maybe a statue in the middle of the city, a very large one.
It's gonna be so cool, my guy. Coolest shit the city's ever seen.
Well,
we're gonna have a festival for you, okay?
Will there be booze involved?
So much.
You kind of see like a little cute person juice tear come out of Kegger's eye.
Good. Good. What is it you're going to call it?
Cute person festival, I guess.
I like that.
And you get inside Kegger and you feel like this kind of weird, these weird metal things kind of wrap around your body. And you feel like suddenly you have a bigger body. Like your consciousness kind of becomes Kegger's. It's weird. Like, it's almost like, it's not even like a suit of armor. You're just piloting Kegger. And you hear Kegger's voice kind of like in your head. And they say,
I do believe it's time to wreck some shit.
I am the cute person now.
Do not say those. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm just having some fun.
Okay.
Let's go do this.
You see that that both Blightfang and the Windblade in front of you.
I'm gonna dual wield that shit.
Hell yeah. You are currently the most powerful thing in the entire nation. Like,
yay!
Yeah, because you technically are, right now, for like the next bit, a level 20 fighter with two incredibly powerful artifacts.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, so do you just kind of walk out of the basement with your friends in tow?
I dramatically walk out of the basement.
Yeah, you kind of, you walk into the street.
AC/DC plays.
Yeah, it's like a fucking, yeah, it's exactly like Iron Man. Back in Black plays. We don't have the rights to that song, but it would if we did. Yeah, you walk out into the street, and you see some honey lamp mercenaries turn the corner and look you dead in the eye.
As a giant fucking hulking robot with two massive swords, I'm just gonna point one towards them and, like, you don't want to try it. Turn around now with your heads on your heads. Well, fuck, I said that wrong. You get the gist, go away.
We will not be so easily bowed from a heretic.
Fuck you.
Do you want to make an attack against him?
Only if... I mean, I'll try. If I can't avoid them, yeah.
Well, you can, like, jump over them, probably, like Kegger is, like...
Sure, I'll jump over them.
Yeah, give me athletics check. Your modifier is plus 14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the moment, yeah. That's gonna change, but, yeah.
So, 24.
Yeah, you fucking just vault this group of paladins, and while they are just awestruck by you, your friends just come and just start just stabbing them. You're kind of barreling towards the citadel.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yes, these massive footfalls as this, like, 10-foot whatever-the-fuck robot is just fucking carrying you through the streets of the city. And you see people are, like, stepping aside in just abject fear and amazement. Is this thing where just... They can't really recognize the Windblade anymore because it's kind of the blade of Silvergrass. Huh? See what I did there? but you're wielding these two fucking blades and you're just running as fast as you can. And you eventually get to the Citadel. And time feels weird. You've been kind of in this weird frenetic state for a long time, and you don't know how long you were falling, honestly. And you're running up, and you see that the kind of guard positions have changed. Like, there's not as many out front anymore.
Weird.
And you see, two guards standing at the front. One says, "Halt! Whatever you are, stop that!"
Stop what? I am the holy missionary robot known as Alexander, who has been sent by the Pontifex to guard over the citadel and prevent more insurrectionists from coming inside.
Roll a straight intimidation check.
Okay.
Yeah. You could do that with strength if you want, because, I mean,
it's gonna just... Ogre actually has proficiency in intimidation, so...
Oh, yeah, he's a fighter.
If I can do proficiency... Here's the thing, Sam. Mm-hmm. I did roll, but it didn't roll into my box, and I got a 1.
We do rerolls. I know. Audrey always does it, so we might as well keep it consistent. God,
if it's
damn.
Not,
it's
in,
not
the
in the box,
box
it doesn't count.
If it's not in the box, it doesn't count. That's a 3.
That's a 3. Epic.
But what's Kegger's strength mod?
Absolutely insane. I think if we were substituting, well, if it's proficiency with athletics, and you're currently level 20 by technicality.
Yeah, I have proficiency, and if you're using his strength mod, then it
it's
would
like
be
plus,
the same as athletics.
It's like
so plus 14.
Yeah, roughly.
Then 17 total.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's gonna be enough. You see one cleric literally shit himself. Like,
oh, ew, you didn't have... Wait, you didn't have to do that.
I'm so... You're... Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna go away. And he kind of, like, trundles off. And the other cleric's like, listen, I don't care who or what you are. Just don't hurt me, please.
Well, my secondary function is to give hugs. Would you like one?
No. No, please, no.
Are you sure? They're very good.
Yeah, you're wielding two swords. I'm not about that. Please don't.
Your loss. And I stomp past them.
Yeah, you see the doors have been kind of barred shut from the inside. Like, you can kind of tell through the slit in the middle.
Doors have been barred shut. I kick him.
Yeah, you run up to him and kick him. Give me athletics.
Cool with your bullshit mod?
Yeah, absolutely bullshit.
27.
The doors just fucking crack open and fly off their hinges. And just, you watch it flatten two guards. And you see, right in this, like, vestibule, there are your friends.
It's tea time, motherfuckers.